What you are not supposed to do as a passenger on a flight. As a flight attendant, I'm fine with most of the things passengers do, but I must say there are a few things I wish they would stop doing during a flight. I even have a list of them. Number 1. Please do not get upset if I ask you to show me your boarding pass at the aircraft door. I know you have shown it 4 to 5 times till you reach here, and I also know that you are aware of how to get to your seat, but this last time is the most critical. There have been some incidents where a wrong passenger somehow has boarded the wrong flight. 2. Please do not ask any of the crew members to lift your bags to the overhead compartment unless you are disabled, elderly, pregnant, or with a medical condition. The airline doesn't allow us and has cleverly told us not to help passengers with their bags unless those above mentioned reasons. We are not covered with insurance or any medical allowance if we happen to injure ourselves during this process. I know many crew members who faced injuries during the flight. I have myself had a couple of minor injuries. 3. I know you might be tired in the early morning or due to long transit, but when I greet you with a smile, please at least make eye contact. On some of our aircraft, we have 396 passengers in economy class, and if I greet half of them, and even a few smile back, then it means to us that we are going to have a smooth and happy flight that day, since the passengers look happy. 4. Boarding is a very critical time of the flight, so please avoid asking for things that can wait till we take off. Plenty of things happen during boarding time, and even if things go smoothly, then I might be helping passengers to their seats, so things like asking for water can wait. 5. Please do not challenge me when it comes to safety and security. I don't think I really need to reason this out. 6. Please pay attention while I read out the menu choices to you during meal service, rather than making me repeat them just because you had your headset on. In my zone, I can be serving anywhere around 70 to 80 passengers, not only meals, but drinks too. If I have to repeat the info to every passenger, then you can imagine how tough the job would be. By the time I have finished the service, trust me, my mouth becomes super dry. 7. During the collection of the tray, please hand over the tray exactly in the same manner as you received it, and this is of great help. Everything in the aircraft is a super design. I mean, it's designed to fit in a particular way and will only fit in that way. The way the tray is given is the only way the tray will go back in the cart. So if I give you a messed up tray or a tray with all the things lined up on each other, then I have to rearrange 70 to 80 trays before I put them back. And finally, 8. Please follow the rules and the instructions at all times. This is a reason why these rules are in place. Some passengers get up when the seatbelt sign is on. Other passengers see that and also get up as they think it's safe to do so. There can be sudden turbulence, so bad that you might be tossed around in the flight. I know such things don't happen often, but they do happen, so follow the rules. These are just a few small points you can do to make the flight attendant's job easier.